Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Bridget Winkler. Bridget and Sarah Godlin are the Happy Butchers, two women who are working to do some mobile butchering. So tell me a little bit about your business and, you know, how you got started.
Well, I moved out here in 2007, and I actually didn't eat meat. I was a vegetarian for a really long time, but I grew up on the East Coast. So, you know, like the farmlands that I was used to no longer existed anymore. They were all turned into houses, and so you didn't know, like, the cow you were going to be having for dinner, you know. To tell you the truth, I just didn't like the way it tasted. I really don't. Chicken was chewy, meat tastes real irony, and I just didn't like it. So that's why I didn't eat it.
What brought you out here to Humboldt County?
My husband goes to HSU. So we came out here for him to be able to go to school. Ended up in Fieldbrook, and it's rural. You know what I mean? So I'm surrounded by all these farms and really rad people. And so when we moved out here, you know, we wanted to start utilizing our backyard. We have a little, you know, it's about 2 acres. We decided to start, you know, with a garden. Now we have like chickens and rabbits and cows and goats and... But it did. It just started because I wanted, if I was going to be eating meat, I wanted to know where it was coming from. So that's why it started. You know,
meat I've heard that from so many people that were vegetarians until they started raising their own meat or raising and processing their own meat. It's just like a whole different thing.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
And I thought it's good for my kids. Like, I want my kids to know, like, nowadays there's a huge... You know, detachment from food. I feel like a lot of inner city kids don't even know we're vegetables. I mean, I grew up in the city. I grew up on the East Coast in Baltimore.
So what does your family think about this thing that you do now?
Oh, they think I've totally lost my mind. I actually just got the phone with my dad when I was at the meat locker, and I was sending him pictures. And he's like, I still just can't wrap my brain around that my vegetarian yoga teacher daughter is now working in a meat locker processing local meat. It's a complete 360.
But you found home, basically. This is home because...
This is home.
This is where people are just not only accepting of what you do, but supportive of what you do.
And, very supportive. Yeah.
And how did you learn these skills? Learn them there?
No, so once again, all my great neighbors. I mean, this really started because of my neighbors where I live in Fieldbrook. So my youngest son, he was born very lactose intolerant. Me, like, I'm like, lactose intolerant, whatever. You know, it's like, I never really took it seriously. But then, like, my son really was sick. So, like, his stomach was always upset. He wasn't digesting certain foods. And he was having really bad reflux. And so I started looking up everything online. And it was saying that goat milk doesn't have the same enzymes as cow's milk. And he wouldn't drink coconut. He wouldn't drink almond. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't get him to drink anything. But he loves cereal. And, you know, it's good for him to have other things to be able to drink. And so my neighbor, though, down the street owns a goat farm. And so I started talking to her about, you know, if I came down and helped, can I get some of that milk? Because goat milk is kind of expensive in the grocery store. And once again, I don't know where it's coming from. I kind of want to know the goats, especially if my son's already having all these issues.
Sure.
I want to know what's going on. And so I would go down there and she taught me how to milk. And if I would go down there and help her milk, then I could bring home some. And then I'd be down there, and then someday she'd be, like, slaughtering rabbits. And then someday she'd be doing a goat. And someday she'd be doing the chickens. And then she was like, you know, if you want to help, you can start bringing home some of the meat. And I was, like, down. Like, totally. No problem. You know, even though, like, I have never killed a thing in my life. This is totally, even just learning how to milk a goat was completely, you know, I'd never
out of your
that
comfort
before.
Zone. Yeah,
I never
sure.
done that before. So I did. So I started helping her. And then it got out, you know, that I was... helping her, and then I was getting really good meat. And then my other neighbors who raised animals, there's not really many people who will come out to your house and butcher your animal for you. You know, they're pets. I mean, so when you are, you know, and it's weird, like even with my own animals, I still have an attachment to them. But I also think it's a good thing that I have an attachment to them. They're loved. They're being fed great. My kids are loving on them. These animals have the best life possible. And then they're feeding us. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's great. You know that you're eating something that has had the best life it possibly could have. And it ended its life the best way that it could. So that's kind of how it started. So then my neighbors would ask me to come over and like kill their pig or kill their goat. I was like, yeah, sure. So I would just do it once again to get meat in return. You know what I mean? So that's how I kept meat coming into my house, was just helping my neighbors process their own animals. And then Sarah, who we had taken a chicken slaughtering class together already, and we had started going to school together down at CR for the ag program. One day we were out to lunch and she was like, you know, have you ever really thought about making this into a business? And I said, no. Like, what are you talking about? How do you even make this into a business? I don't even know how to go about this, you know? And she said we should really start thinking about it. And she had heard about that Humboldt Women's Grant through the Emerald Magazine. And she's like, put in for it. Let's see if we get it. And it was the first one they had done. And we won the $500 grant. And then they put us in the magazine. And that kind of just skyrocketed everything, you know. So then people had our number, they had a way of getting a hold of us, and it just kind of like took off from there.
And so would you drive up with a truck and you've got all the equipment and
we have all of our stuff? I mean, it really doesn't take that much, you know what I mean? Like, it's a couple knives, a couple pulleys, you know, a truck to be able to, you know, haul it up. If the animal's too big, slaughter them and process them on the ground on tarps. I mean, we've done 500-pound pigs before.
That's what I was thinking, is like, especially like a pig or a cow, that's a big animal.
Yeah, and if you keep feeding that pig, they keep growing. You know what I mean? So if you have an attachment to your pig and yet you know that it's going to have to go at some point, do it before it reaches 500 pounds.
Yeah. Because I think a lot of times, too, when animals are getting heavier and heavier and heavier, they're putting on more fat.
It's
and
just
then,
fat.
Yeah, you're going to have to figure out what to do with all that fat.
Yeah. So we go out to the properties with all of our goodies and we let them know, you know, if they want to be a part of it. That's what I love. I love going out to people's houses and farms that have never done this before, that are kind of like in the same boat that I was. And unless you're taught by someone, how are you going to learn how to do it? You know what I mean? And once again, there's not a lot of people who will just come out to your property and slaughter your animals for you. And so I love that. And it's funny to me that the women are more interested usually than the men. The women are always like, can I get in there and help you do it? And for them, for like the next time, maybe they won't have to call us.
Yeah.
They can do it themselves. And I feel just as great about that.
So you're saying you don't need much equipment. So you come out, you process the animals right there. How do you put them down? How do you kill the animals?
So Sarah usually shoots. I mean, there's different ways of processing animals, of slaughtering animals. So with, you know, chickens are easier. I have my own little, I actually use a parking cone. A parking cone comes with me. It's easier. It's portable. And then rabbits, the best for me is I put a piece of rebar behind and it's just a real quick pull of the feet and it immediately snaps. So, I mean, like, it's instant. There's no pain. There's no, you know, they are like loved and pet. And and I say sweet things to them the whole entire time and I thank them. And and then goats, you have to shoot them behind the head and then you slice their throat, you know, just to get the artery and the bleed out as fast as possible. Mm-hmm. Pigs, it's a crisscross.
Uh-huh.
So Sarah shoots the crisscross, you know, right above the eye. And then same thing. And then I stick them. So she doesn't really enjoy sticking them. I don't enjoy shooting them.
Perfect team.
She doesn't like gutting them. I don't mind gutting them. You know what I mean? She's really good with power tools. You know, so like she does the sawing parts. So we've literally just kind of have figured out our own little routine working with each other.
That sounds good. Now, one of the things I think that they found about animals that are transported a long way to be killed tend to build up a lot of chemicals in their systems that, you know,
harden
can really
the
affect the meat.
Yeah.
So you guys kind of mitigate that with being right out there where, like you said, the animal's loved and petted and
They're dying in their homes, you know what I mean, being fed still by their owners. It is. It's just different. For me, I feel the best way that if you're going to be eating meat, you know, you really want to live a good lifestyle and you want to be eating healthy foods and you need to have that attachment. You need to know where your food is coming from.
Yeah. Now, how can people get a hold of you?
We have a website. It's the HumboldtHappyButchers.com. And then we have my business card. Now it's just word of mouth. It's funny because Gene Martin, I process out of his ranch. So like we go out, we slaughter the animals, but they have to hang somewhere. You know, they have to hang in a meat locker for a certain amount of days. And so we transport the carcasses to the meat locker and we hang it there and then we process it all down into what you guys see in the grocery store, like little chops and tenderloins and ham hocks and all that kind of stuff. And so we work out of him and then we deliver it back to you. But it was funny when I started working with Gene, I said, Gene, why don't you like advertise anywhere? And he's like, you don't need to advertise. They will find you. People personally email me through my home email, which is BridgetCWinkler@yahoo.com.
Well, great. This has been great learning about mobile butchering. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Bridget Winkler of the Happy Butchers. Thank you so much, Bridget.
No problem.
Right crepes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.